give me a beat. Thank you for pushing play. You are listening to the Ray Ray is Fundamental podcast, episode 69. I just know that this podcast is nice. No one really cares about the guy. What's up, Internet? This is the Ray Ray is Fundamental podcast, episode 69, recorded on January the 15th, 2017, released on January the 16th, 2017. Happy MLK Day. My name is Ray Moraldi, also known as Ray Ray. This podcast is brought to you by the Happy Hour Network and RayRay.net. So, if you've never listened to this podcast before, I am an NBA online writer, so there will be a lot of thoughts about the NBA on here. Basketball, basketball, basketball. But the podcast is not called The NBA is Fundamental. It's called Ray Ray is Fundamental. So I talk about whatever I want, whether it's sports, music, video games, TV shows, dating, etc. Basically, the fundamentals of life. And I want to say a little something something because Friday is going to be an awful day. You get all charged that I'm being all political, but seriously, it's about being a decent human being. And the president that's coming into this country is a scumbag, and that should even be disputed. I know people who voted are like, well, we don't want a politician in the White House. That's all good and dandy if it was a decent human being like The Rock or something like that. But the leader of this country is an awful human being, and the cabinet that he picked is filled with bad people. So I'll say it again, it's not about being political. It's about being a good human being. And there are not a lot of that coming to Washington, D.C. So, those are honestly people I can do without. Anyway, enough of that. Our guest for this podcast is Casey Sager. She does B-Ball Breakdown. She's on the Turner Stat Team. And, of course, she is the wonderful daughter of the late, great Craig Sager. And she's a fantastic friend. I give her credit for doing this podcast because, as some of you may know, Casey was named after KC, Canada City. So, she was for the Chiefs in football. And the Chiefs lost, as you know, and it was too bad that the Chiefs essentially lost by a holding call against the Steelers. They're going to go on to face the Patriots in the AFC Championship game. And as for the NFC, the Falcons got rid of the Seahawks, and the Packers beat the Cowboys in a thriller because Aaron Rodgers is amazing. As you know, I'm still bitter over that 49ers first pick when they could have gotten Aaron Rodgers. But anyway, you listeners also know that I don't like the Cowboys, so of course I'm happy that they lost. But also, I noticed that, you know, that conservative young lady who's been everywhere these days, Tammy Lawrence, whatever her name is, she was for the Cowboys, so I'm glad that they lost. I know she tried to get some catchphrases over, like, snowflakes, but I am so amused. She used to say, pop that pee, or I think she still says it, I don't know, but we all know what pop that P means, and if you really, really don't, just Google it. Man, that phrase is catchy. Anyway, before I go on, let's remind you guys that you can subscribe to this podcast on iTunes. You can also download the show on Stitcher and RayRay.net, and this show is being syndicated by the Happy Hour Network. You can follow me on Twitter at TheNolookPass, and you can follow the podcast Twitter at RayRayIsFun, because you cannot fit RayRayIsFundamental on a Twitter handle. They only allow 16 characters, so yeah, that is it. Here comes episode 69. Casey Sager, pop that piece! Ray Ray is Fundamental podcast, episode 69. I can't even keep a straight face saying that. Episode 69.
What number are we thinking of? 69, dudes!
Nice. Joined by the greatest storyteller of all time, Adam Jacoby. What is up?
Not a whole lot, man. 69 podcasts. That's that's nice.
69.
I'm so mature about this. And joining us in our threesome. You know her from B-Ball Breakdown, Turner Stat Team. I can't really mention about the football right now. But anyway, Casey Sager, what is up?
I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, let's not talk about it. But You mentioned that you have your cat Bradley with you, and I had just mentioned that I'm pretty sure I mentioned this to Adam in a previous podcast as well, but I'm super allergic to cats, and I just cannot get close to them because I will die. Well, not die, but, you know, I'll break out, I'll start sneezing and coughing, all that stuff. My face will turn, you know, all these colors and stuff like that. It's not pleasant, and you don't believe that people are allergic to cats.
I mean, that was a little bit of hyperbole. I think it's one of those things, like, gluten allergies. Like, people, I think a lot of people probably exaggerated a little bit.
It does not feel good. One time, so my then girlfriend, yeah, I had one back in the day. So she brought me to a friend's house, and I asked her, does she have a cat? And she's all, yeah, but she'll be okay. I'm like, Jeannie, I'm allergic to cats. You can't bring me there. No, you'll be fine, you'll be fine. She kept insisting that I'd be fine. And then so, okay, fine, I'll go with you, whatever, right? And then she was petting the cat. I said, keep that thing away from me. And then she would put it near my face. Here, you know, pet the cat. I'm like, no, keep that away from me. And then a few minutes later, I just started wheezing and coughing, and I broke out. And it was like, Ray, are you okay? I was like, I told you, where's the cat? And I couldn't even drive home. It was that bad. So keep your cats away from me.
Heard some interesting stories about you and women. Like, they're always trying to hurt you.
Right. Yeah. You guys remember, you know, me getting kicked in the groin? And, yeah, my ex trying to, you know, get me to like cats. And I said, I'm allergic to them. But you women don't listen to me. You women are awful. Anyway, Adam, how are you doing? How's your 2017?
My year's been great. I did just watch my basketball team, America's basketball team, really, the Iowa Hawkeyes, get absolutely monstered by, of all teams, Northwestern, which is a
Northwestern!
Special,
sorry.
Sorry. Oh, yeah.
My dad's here. My bad.
I know. I'm sorry, but I can't stand Northwestern. And they're bad. And they've always been bad. So it's a special indignity to lose by 35 to that team. That's like losing by 50 to a normal team. That's 50 normal points. So
are we having bad sports nights tonight, guys?
It's
I mean,
not a
I
great
did to go see Giannis live. That was pretty awesome.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah.
And the Hawks.
You want to talk about Giannis? Giannis is cool. Like, he should be most improved player, right?
I'm already cool with saying that he's my favorite player of all time. I would take a bullet for him. Like, I adore him.
It's cool. Giannis, like, here's the thing. Because my brother hasn't watched ball religiously in, like, the last few years or so because he thinks today's back goal is 55 or whatever.
Ugh.
And then he watched Giannis and is like, I love Giannis! I can't say his last name, but I love Giannis. I'm like,
Giannis,
okay, cool.
Will save us.
Yeah, at least he likes Giannis. So that's a saving grace right now. He can't stand today's basketball because it's weak, per se. But he loves Giannis. So there's that at least, right?
Everybody should love Giannis.
Yeah.
I every now and then I get, whenever I post Giannis highlights, because duh, you know, he'll take one step from, or one dribble from half court, and then inevitably there's going to be people like, yeah, well, he traveled. Oh, look at all those steps. Oh. And it's like, nope, no, sorry. One, don't ever be that guy. just in general, just don't. And two, not really. Not when they give you a gathering step in the NBA and they give everybody that same step. Like, yeah. if you want to, like, play by those rules, then by all means, pop in some highlights of the 1950 Celtics and pleasure yourself to the soothing dribbling of Bob Cousy, who couldn't even like dribble without looking at the ball. @TylerIAM was posting some highlights of old Celtics games and Bob Cousy, and it was terrible. Like, the people around him would just like fall over, and like those guys were ostensibly in the NBA. And if you ever needed a reminder that basketball now is so much better than basketball has ever been, just watch. I just dropped my computer on my cat. as one does. I gotta give her some treats for that. Yeah, just watch old basketball and realize how badly those guys would get wasted today. It's just worse basketball.
No, I mean, sorry, go ahead.
I said, I don't mean to wish harm on the cat, by the way. So, yeah, shout out to Annie Smalls. So, yeah, that's Adam's cat's name. One of my friends on Twitter, Dart Adams, I'm not sure if you've heard of them, but Dart Adams, very huge Celtics fan, would tell me about how the 50s and 60s games were, like, they would shoot, like, 35% from the field. Like, that's good. Back in the day, you know? That was, like, 40% is terrible today. And these guys were shooting 35%, and that's good back in the day. So, you know.
Right.
Go ahead, Casey.
No, I think it's interesting you bring up the travel. Like, he's always, like, it's like he's always traveling and not traveling at the same time. Like, he honestly could, like, change the league because he's somehow, like, a cheat code to the act. Like, he's never really, really traveling, but, like, he's also kind of traveling, but he's not really, you can't call it on him somehow. Like, they're going to have to change the way that they call traveling.
Yeah. I haven't mentioned the gather stuff.
No, it's insane.
Yeah, right? And what was the highlight when he did a double pump dunk?
Good
where
God.
It's like he dribbled once from half court and then just made long strides to the basket. That's insane. And then the one where he dunked from nearly the free throw line when Carmelo was in the vicinity.
Like, yeah, you're not supposed
who does
to,
that?
To do that.
Yeah, who does that? Seriously.
No, like everything he does is physically impossible.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And. He was in a dunk contest one time.
I know, it was underwhelming.
It was, but I think now that he knows what his body can do, he'd win right now, probably. I think.
God, I would watch the crap out of that.
Yeah, I would too, if we're being Giannis about it.
God, I did not miss those, Adam.
How long have you been saving that one?
I don't save these things. I would have used it a long time ago if I had thought about it a long time ago.
No, Adam's actually really good at the puns. Like, yeah.
there's no value in saving these things. They don't you don't gather punterest. It doesn't compound.
One time when I had Zach Harper and Adam on the show, they went on a pun off basically for like 5 minutes. I just couldn't believe, like, what the hell? Mm-hmm. I couldn't keep up with all of this. It was amazing. So, yeah. Other big guys, what about Embiid, who's, like, getting more popular by the minute, because, he's getting all this all-star votes right now himself, and obviously he's helped the Sixers win 5 out of 6 games.
Good God. Again, good God. Like, I love him so much, too. I love him. Like, I love him. And it's just ridiculous, like, he's already so marketable, but, like, the fact that he knows how to market himself that well. Like, how many freaking 22-year-olds are that self-aware that they know, like, exactly, like, the line to, like, hang out on? Like, it's just, it's genius, and he's hilarious, and the league is better with him in here, and I'm so freaking excited about the future of the league. Like, I really am.
Mm-hmm.
It's so funny, because Hassan Whiteside was all like, all-star voting is a gimmick, and it's been for years, by the way. And then Joel Embiid just retweeted the article and put Hassan Whiteside on NBA Vault. That was fantastic. Joel Embiid is also a national treasure as well.
Mm-hmm. And it helps that he's really, really, really good at basketball. Right? Like, if we're talking about, like, Mario Chalmers doing the same thing, we wouldn't care. I mean,
right.
Everyone would be like, get on Twitter and stop being bad at basketball, which is a terrible thing to say to an athlete. But I think that'd be a much more popular response.
Right. Yeah, but what about Zaza Pachulia? Like, he was, what, third in front court? Or second, I believe, in front court? In the West?
Well, the last time I saw, like, the official standings of it, he was at second. So I don't know if it's changed since then, but...
Yeah, and voting stops on Monday. So,
that could ever get any All-Star votes, because... the entirety of the country of Georgia votes for him. So even when he was a Hawk,
mm-hmm.
Right? Yeah, but I mean, they did change the voting to half fans and quarter players, quarter media. Do you guys like that?
Is it still just coaches who are choosing the reserves though?
I believe so.
How does that even work? Half fans, half players, media.
I don't know.
Because it's not like there's like 500,000 players.
Yeah, I don't know how they would.
Their own voting.
I don't know how they would weigh that. Like, oh, so LeBron James' vote is worth 500,000 votes or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Draymond Green is voting for Zaza too. You know, players like that will still do that. So. Who knows?
This is Zach Harper, and you're listening to Ray Ray's Fundamental Podcast, because Ray Ray is fundamental. You know, like those NBA commercials with the reading is fundamental. You get what I mean.
You with a freak, so let her run a lick them paws and run your tongue on the G-string draws. And she's a kitty just a little, then stick my pole in the middle. Before I hit, let me ask if the dog's done hitting the fast.
This is Lana Berry from The Lana Berry Show with Lana Berry, and you're listening to the Ray Ray is Fundamental Podcast, and Adam Jacoby is a terrible person.
69. Porzingis is getting kind of lost in the shuffle a little bit here after Embiid Antetokounmpo. Is it because New York's doing bad?
It's just hard to take anything that's happening there seriously. I mean, I love Porzingis. I do.
Yeah.
I also love him. I love a lot of them.
Right. But they've lost, what, 10 of 12 as of this podcast?
Mm-hmm.
And Carmelo's complaining about, like, if Phil doesn't want me, we should talk. Something like that, you know?
Dude, Phil has absolutely been passive-aggressively, like, trying to get Melo to demand a trade. 100%.
Mm-hmm. Right. And of course, there's Derek Rose complaining that, you know, Jeff Hornacek should tell him to play some more defense or tell the players to play some more defense. And it's just been bizarre the last couple weeks or so.
Yeah, and it doesn't help that Porzingis is dealing with the Achilles soreness, and it's not like it's going to ruin his career or anything like that, but, you know, it's a lot easier to not talk about somebody when he's not playing half the time. So, I mean, like, his numbers are good, they're fine, they're not a whole lot better than they were last year. But he's hitting threes at a better rate, at the very least. Like, he's scoring more. He's doing good. But it's his undoing in terms of us paying attention to them is that he's actually focusing on playing basketball. And the New York media loves to talk about anything that's not like the actual sport when the team is bad.
That's true. Yeah, because all they talk about is Carmelo and Jeff Hornacek and Derrick Rose.
Yeah, they love the spectacle and the distractions and this and that. And if they get to play some little bit of role in that, so much the better. But there's no sense in trying to talk basketball about a team that's bad at basketball.
They were third at one time. What the heck happened?
It was not sustainable.
No,
not at all. I get in trouble when I talk about the Knicks. So.
Okay.
I get yelled at, like, a lot, but I don't know. I knew it was going to be an absolute, I won't say, like, okay, a goat rodeo. That's, I guess, a more PG, like, version of that. But it's been, I knew it was going to be, like, a total mess, but I didn't know it was going to be this bad.
Yeah. Does Hornacek survive the year?
What was that?
Does Hornacek survive the year?
Oh, my God, I hope he doesn't become a scapegoat.
Mm-hmm.
It always used to happen in New York. Yeah, you know how it goes. So, the Hawks are weird though, Casey. Like, they're winning, but yeah. They traded Korver. Millsap's supposedly on the block right now, but I don't know. He might be in a couple weeks.
I think they're sticking with it.
Yeah. I mean, what? They're already fourth now, the East, I believe.
I believe so.
Yeah. So you're around the team a lot, so.
Yeah, we had won 7 straight, and then we dropped that one to Boston, and then We won pretty soundly against Milwaukee today. He looked good. Dunleavy was ridiculous.
Yeah, 20 points, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think that's what he ended up with.
Yeah. I mean, they're not gonna beat Cleveland. I mean, unless Cleveland, you know, breaks down on health or whatever, but
we'll win a game, you know, though.
Yeah. It just seems like there just seems to be some sort of like squabble between should we rebuild, should we not, this team's not good enough, stuff like that. So I don't know. It's just weird to me. It's quite a quagmire. That's a big word.
I think that, I don't know, it would be interesting to see how Bud would work through a rebuild. I believe that he'd be able to do it. I think he has, like, a good eye for talent. But Atlanta, I mean, and once again, like, fan perception should not play, like, a role in any of this. But, like, Atlanta fans would lose their damn minds if that happened. And especially, like, when they are, like, they could very well have home court advantage in the playoffs. And for them to, like, tear down a team, like, that's just playing into the idea that, like, we don't have any, like, confidence at all that anyone wants to play here long term. And I don't know. I don't like the argument, like, well, if we weren't going to pay Al, then we're not going to pay Millsap. Like, I don't think we were ever going to max out Al Horford. I think that we were pretty much expecting him to go to Boston. I think a lot of that might have been for show, getting at least close to max and dealing with him. But I think it was the right move for both parties to go their separate ways. Like, I'm rooting for him. I'm happy that he's getting a little bit more appreciation now. But I don't think that the Hawks knew how to build a championship team around him. And it would have all been on his shoulders if he had, like, gotten a max deal here and then never gotten a ring at any point during that time. It would have all fallen on him.
You might as well stick with the Millsap thing and you know, worry about next year. Because there just isn't a whole lot of market for Atlanta to gain, I guess we would call them tankable assets. You know, set themselves up for, you know, sell wins that'll come, or sell value that'll come this year for value that'll come later. Because there are already teams tanking, and not a whole lot of teams, especially in the East, who are, you know, built to make a run. Even the Knicks aren't dumb enough to, well, one, they don't have anything tradable. You know, I don't think that the Knicks still consider themselves super team or anything like that. So yeah, it's just not, the path forward really isn't clear. If they say, yeah, well, we're going to trade Millsap, well, then what? I just don't think that they've got the suitors for pulling a deal that makes sense for them.
I mean, I don't think they need to do a complete rebuild. Our team has completely revamped itself a couple times now, and they have the second longest playoff streak appearance in the league, second only to the Spurs. They never had to tank to, like, make the team new. And, I mean, I think we can draft well later. I don't think we need, I don't know, I think we can develop good players as opposed to just relying on tanking. I don't think we need to do it. I don't think he's going to do it either.
Yeah.
It's funny because, like, a couple of years ago, we thought, oh, the Hawks are sort of rebuilding, kind of. They win 60 games. Like, that just seemed kind of out of nowhere. So, you know, I think they'll be fine. Yeah, they have Shooter and Howard. They're not going to trade them right now. I don't think so. They committed to those guys. So, yeah.
I mean, that's the thing. There's, like, an underlying youth movement already. Like, they've already been looking to the future. So we don't have to do a total rebuild because we've already been moving in that direction anyway.
Do they still call the Hawks Spurs East? Is that still a thing?
I haven't heard it in a minute. Definitely not. I mean, we don't look anything like that anymore. Not with Howard.
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah, that was a thing, like, 2 years ago, so.
I mean, that was fun, but I like this, too.
Yeah. Tomorrow's Warriors and Cavs, guys. Is that the best rivalry in sports right now?
Is it, though? I mean, they don't.
Is it? I'm asking because I'm not much of the other sports, but, you know.
I think so.
What's hot in football? And what's hot in baseball?
Baseball's got Cubs and Cardinals, Yankees and everybody else in the league. Yankees, Red Sox, I guess. No, I mean, just in terms of if we want to talk pure, like, team quality, then yeah, because those two, especially when any team that LeBron's involved with, Oh, no, I mean, you can count on them to be contenders
right.
pretty much every year going forward. So, yeah, but in terms of animosity between the two fan bases, which is an integral part of a real rivalry, I don't think we see it yet, just because it's not like anything that the Cavs and Warriors do in the regular season is really capable of taking a whole lot away from what those teams want to accomplish in the regular season. Playoffs is different, but is there anything that actually hangs on this game? I guess we can say today's game. What changes if Golden State wins instead of Cleveland? Mm-hmm. You know, nothing actually changes. So it's tough to, like, call it a rivalry. They're not playing for the same divisional championship or anything like that. But it'll be a fun game. It'll be the best quality game that we can see. Or at the very least, the level of talent is the highest level. That I'll give you. But, you know, and it's in January, too, which is when the smart teams know to not go full bore 100%. So it's not even totally clear that both teams are, you know, if it's a four-point game, 4 minutes left, fourth quarter, like, are they really going to be going all out, diving, hustling? And,
I mean, don't act like, yeah, they are. Like, you can't act like it's just another game for these.
Well, but
it's just another game, but it's not just another game.
It definitely had that feel on Christmas. Like,
yeah.
It felt like a finals game. You know?
Yeah, but, you know, it's the middle of the season now.
I know, Christmas,
national TV, like, that was a big deal day for everybody who was playing. This is... I don't know. I feel like
no games are that big of a deal in January, so this one's, like, an especially huge deal, because it's, like, the only one that, like, actually is that big.
They did put out MLK Day, like... That can't be an accident, right?
Oh, no, it's totally not an accident. No, I'm just saying, yeah. Let me know when they're playing in the playoffs, because I'm going to be super amped for that. I'm just only moderately amped.
Yeah, it is a little silly that people are acting like they're sick of watching these two teams play. Like, would a third, like, consecutive Golden State-Cleveland finals really be the worst thing ever? Like, it would be
awesome.
Yeah. I'm okay. I mean, it's like, yeah, I want to see other teams, too, but, like...
Yeah, well, then they need to get good. that's the other team's fault. It doesn't have anything to do with Cavs and Warriors.
People will complain if it was like, oh, the NBA Finals, it's either Memphis Grizzlies or the Toronto Raptors. People will complain. It's like, it's not the best teams.
Right.
So people always find a way to complain about these sort of things. But we've also never had a trilogy in the finals. Like, 3 years in a row, same teams. Never had that. So, you know,
it's pretty epic.
Yeah. I mean... I want to be disappointed if it doesn't happen, but, you know, I want to happen just for that purpose. Like, three years in a row, Cavs Warriors. Although, you know, if Warriors didn't blow the 3-1 lead last year.
God, that was ridiculous finals. Sorry.
Yeah, it was. Like, we're still thinking about what if Draymond Green didn't get suspended on Game 5? Like, what if he didn't kick anybody in the balls in Game 4, mm-hmm. you know? Like, yeah. And, yeah, for some reason they just couldn't get it done. They were at home Games 5 and 7. I think even without Green, the Warriors led an advantage in Game 5, I thought. I don't know, just weird how they just blew that lead.
It was a meltdown.
Yeah, it was. And seriously, the Cavs really peaked during those months, too. Tyronn Lue, Kevin Love became useful. You know, that all that sort of thing. And now look at him.
No, honestly, him having a concussion and having to miss Game 3, like, that might have... I don't know, I think they needed to take him out of the equation because he wasn't working and then figure out how to work him back in.
Yeah. Yeah. So, could it go 4 or 5 years? Would people be sick of that?
I don't think that'll happen. I think the NBA evolves too quickly.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
And everybody, I mean, they have targets on their back from every team in the damn league. Like, every coach is working on a strategy to beat these teams. Someone's going to figure it out.
It's funny to me how they always say it's the same teams over and over, but I believe, like, what, 6 of the last 7 teams are all different teams that won the NBA title? 6 or 7 years, I believe. Only the Heat repeated during that span. So I just think it's ridiculous how they're like, there's no competitive balance in the NBA.
I mean, it's been much worse than this for, like, significant chunks of the league's history, so I don't know why people are acting like this is something new.
We talk about this in the past where it's like, people want parity, and then when the title's up for grabs, people complain, there's no super teams, I want super teams. So, again, people always find a way to complain about something, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's no single ideal state of the league. There's nothing that's going to make everybody happy. There's just not. So if you hear somebody complaining, that's fine, but it's necessarily their own opinion.
Right.
Some people think this is there's too much parity, something it's not enough. Some, you know, it's always going to be something. And so, I mean, you can agree with the criticisms or, you know, if you do, or you might not, but, you know, whatever, it's noise. There's no ideal to work toward. There's just not.
Hey, this is Russ Bankson from Complex, and you're listening to Ray Ray's Fundamental Podcast. Watch out for puns.
The butterfly, that's old, let me see the tubes and rolls. Yeah, 1994, 69, 40, backed up by the Quad City DJs. One time, cotton candy, sweetie, yo, let me see the tubes and rolls.
Kristen Ledlow from NBA Inside Stuff, and I was once on the Ray Reyes Fundamental Podcast. Once. That was enough.
And, I mean, come on, the NBA is as good as ever. Probably at its peak right now, do you agree?
I mean, I think at the very least there's a higher concentration of talent in the league now than there's ever been before. I mean,
right,
I guess it depends on your taste, but, and I've had people, like, disagree with me on that, but, I mean, you have to consider, physical therapy and everything, there have been so many advances in that. All these guys are playing so much longer now. But, I mean, just European players in general, like, are in the league at such a high number now, and we've never had that before, and that's making it better, and there's so much freaking talent in the league right now.
Yeah, even if you go back, like, 20 years, you know, everyone's, I missed the Michael Jordan era, or the, or, like, the Lakers-Celtics dynasty era. Just look at the ends of the benches on even the really good teams. Like, Judd Buechler had a long NBA career. Matt Bullard played in the NBA for over a decade. And, like, these guys were not good. And they're the caliber of player that would never see the court anymore. Like 20 years ago, Jimmer Fredette, he'd be great. He'd be Steve Kerr. He'd be, you know, he would always have a role on
China.
His team. Yeah, great. Good for him. those end of the bench schlubs, your Bobby Hansen, shout out to Bobby Hansen from University of Iowa.
Yeah,
he'd be great in China. That'd be a great place to stash him these days. So the last time the league had this amount of talent concentrating it from top to bottom, they just went ahead and expanded it. They're like, clearly we can have more than 8 teams.
That's why we're working towards, like, every team having their own D-League team now, too. Like,
Right.
Yeah.
The guys on D-League teams can ball, too, a whole lot better than, you know, your end adventures. You know, those, like, Dwayne Shintzius, Dwayne Shintzius would not see minutes today.
God bless his soul, by the way. God bless his soul.
Yeah. Rest in power, Dwayne Shintzius. But, you know, Uwe Blob would not see minutes today. No way. Shouts out to Uwe Blob.
Yes.
You know, that talent would have been fine in the 70s and 80s. But they would get worked by the level of talent that's on the court today. Period.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yeah.
And, and LeBron James would kill Michael Jordan. There, I said it. Bye. Okay, moving on.
Well, talent evolves, though. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it's like, obviously, they'll be more athletic today than they were 20 years ago. And people kind of romanticize the 90s, but God, that was ugly b-ball.
Mm-hmm.
Because when I was in high school, I'm like, man, I wish I could score 100 points in a game. Those were rare back then. And even in 2004, 2005, whatever, we liked the Kings and the Mavericks because they could score over 100 points.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I don't understand why they romanticized the 90s. Like, it was physical, sure. I love the attitude because you could get away with a lot of tossing back then.
Yeah, but a lot of like elbows to the sternum. Yeah, like, but that's not what makes basketball fun to watch. It never has been.
Yeah,
it's just like social nostalgia. Like, it's everywhere. It's not basketball, and then we like apply it strictly to basketball. It's everything. I mean, music was way better in the 90s, but other people think it was better in the 80s and the 70s. Like,
you're telling me about music in the 90s.
Oh, good God.
Don't get me started. But seriously, like, you watch, like, the Minnesota Timberwolves of the 90s? They were awful! Like, really, really bad.
Mm-hmm.
I watched the Clippers of the 90s. They were so bad. Like, the Sixers of today would kill the Clippers of the 90s. At least the Sixers have Joel Embiid, right?
Mm-hmm.
At least the Wolves have Karl Anthony Towns. The Clippers had Loy Vaught. I like Lloyd Vaughn, but come on, man.
They also had the desiccated corpse of Danny Manning. Stanley Roberts. Woo! Yeah.
Oh, Stanley Roberts. Yeah. Man. It was so fun watching Stanley Roberts and Hot Plate Williams go fast break. It was amazing. So, yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Like, it's just weird to me how it's like, I miss the 90s. And
I mean, I think that's why what Turner does is so freaking brilliant. Like, they've capitalized on all that nostalgia by having players from that era, like, commenting on the players today. So mm-hmm. I think people get, like, a little bit of the best of both worlds with that, even though they're constantly crapping on the players of today, but...
I don't understand that. Like, why would Barkley do that? I guess...
Barkley, man.
Yeah, I guess because for entertainment purposes, but I don't know. I just don't like that he's crapping on the league. Like, he's supposed to be promoting it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't get that.
Like, there's so many times that, like, he says something, and I'm like, okay, I'm on board with that. And then, like, the next thing he says, I'm like, gee, like, I just wanted to agree with you for, like, just a little bit on something, but.
Yeah, I don't know. Just weird, but, you know. But that's Charles Barkley, I guess. I mean, he's there more for entertainment purposes and stuff like that. So, yeah.
They should fire him. No,
love Barkley.
No, I'm done with him. Because one, he's not that funny, and two, and I'm blanking on who was saying it. I think it was the Shrillest on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
But Barkley is on a show that is specifically to help sell the NBA,
right?
And he says overtly critical things about the league. One, that aren't true. And two, you know, he's just crapping on it just in general. And it's like, that's not what your show is for. You know, if I were, even if the Cubs were, you know, winning 60 games a year, if I were on a Chicago Sportsnet, or Comcast Sportsnet Chicago, on, like, some pregame Cubs show, if I spent the entire time saying, don't watch this team, I would be fired quickly, because that's not what the point of the show is. The point of the show is you give people something to talk about, to watch for. You don't tell them to turn the TV off or insinuate that it would be better if you didn't watch it. So I'm done with him.
I don't know, but he's, like, becoming, like, the heel. Like, he's, like, the devil's advocate there, and then he's starting a dialogue, and then they get to, like, tell him he's an idiot, so...
Well, then put him on a wrestling show. Like, put... Monday Night Raw can happen. Whatever.
Holy shit, there are, like, cats fighting right next to me.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Wait, cats fighting? It sounds like static of some sort.
No, those are leaves wrestling, and, like...
Oh.
Wow. The hell? Well, Bradley is sitting right by the door, so it's not him.
I thought it was your cat fighting.
No, mine are indoor, but good God. Okay, sorry. Continue.
That's okay. We love cat fights. They love cat fights on the podcast. Yeah. We also love the number 69, too.
Nice.
Yeah. So, I didn't say the number 69 enough in this podcast, did I? No?
No.
Okay. Yeah. So, anything else you want to talk about KC besides football? I'm sorry.
No, I mean, the good news is that, like, now I can just stop watching football until next year and go balls deep into basketball again.
All-Star game coming soon. Again, Warriors Cavs later today, listening to this podcast. Podcast number 69.
Nice.
I'm trying to out at this point. but... Yeah, I guess we should end it if we're not talking about football. So, Adam, you want to go ahead and pub your social media and all that stuff?
Sure. You can find my work at GoIowaAwesome.com. You can read about the team losing by 35 points to just Northwestern. 3 days after beating number 17 Purdue. Yeah, because life is fun like that. Excuse me. You can also find my tweets, as always, at Real Donald Trump.
Oh, God!
It's been a fun week running social on that account. No, you can find me at Adam_Jacoby, the underscore critically important as ever. Shouts out to the professor who has blocked me, who has it without. And, my continuing condolences to the people who tweet him when they mean me. And, that's just about it.
Go ahead, Casey.
I mean, I tweeted the Stager Bomb.
Mm-hmm.
Got a link on there to all of my work at B-Ball Breakdown.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's pretty much it for now.
Yeah, so... Episode number 69 in the books.
Nice.
Very nice.
Anti-shout-out to whatever account Adam said. Anti-shout-out to that guy. Listen.
Okay. I realize that I may have upset you by saying that man's name.
Mm-hmm.
I understand. But there's no need to be bugging when it's a Ninja Turtle you're hugging.
That always kills me. Thanks for wasting my time, guys. Game over, yeah!
69.